Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hardzinski. Oklahoma's third largest city is at a water crossroads. Norman is updating its strategic water supply plan to make sure it has enough to meet growing demand over the next 50 years. As State Impact's Logan Layden reports, the city council's choice is between reliance on Oklahoma City or reusing its own wastewater.
I'm standing on the shore of Lake Thunderbird, the main source of Norman's municipal water supply, which someday soon could also be where the city's wastewater ends up. Norman Utilities Director Ken Comiskey.
Across the country, their sewage treatment plants are changing their names to water reclamation or water resource centers, things of that nature, because water is a resource that you get to use over and over and over. We don't make water. It's the same water that's been here for tens of thousands of millions of years. You can think you're drinking the same water Cleopatra drank.
Here's the idea. Water would be pumped from Thunderbird, cleaned, and distributed to the community. Then, when someone takes a shower, uses the kitchen sink, or flushes the toilet, that water would be cleaned again, and instead of sending it down the Canadian River, it would come right back here, to Thunderbird, and the cycle would continue. Grossed out yet? You shouldn't be. J.D. Strong, executive director of the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, says places like El Paso, Las Vegas, and Phoenix have proven the safety of water reuse. And Norman isn't the only Oklahoma town considering it.
Guymon has been talking about it. Clinton has been talking about it. And there are a few others out there. So it'll be a matter of sort of who gets it done first, at least officially. Now, like I tell everybody all the time, if you're relying on a service water source for your water in the state of Oklahoma, you're most likely drinking somebody else's wastewater discharge.
That's one of the Norman City Council's options, known as Portfolio 14. The other option, Portfolio 13, is similar. Both call for better groundwater treatment, more wells, and conservation, and both were vetted at public meetings.
Some of us are very concerned about conservation and the...
We're going to be pulling a lot more water out of the lake, so...
That's right.
That new pipeline or that bigger pipeline.
How do you augment that when there's no place to augment it to because the silt's filling up the lake bed? You understand what I'm asking?
The key difference between the two plans is Portfolio 13, instead of augmenting Lake Thunderbird, relies on a partnership with Oklahoma City to pipe more water from southeast Oklahoma. Utilities Director Comiskey says he expects the council to make a decision within its next few meetings, and residents seem to be leaning toward the more self-reliant, cheaper option. Going in with Oklahoma City would mean...
You need the guy to build the whole pipeline. Even if you only use it half full, you got to build this whole pipeline. And that's over $1 billion expense just for that pipeline.
Norman would have to commit to sharing that cost, which brings up another problem.
We're the only city in the state of Oklahoma that has to have our customers vote on their water rates. So it's very, very difficult. So other communities would say, okay, Here's a plan, we'll go forward, and we know we can raise rates. Or in Norman, we'd say, here's a plan, we'd like to go forward, we have to ask our customers if they're really willing to pay for this before we can even take that step forward.
Unsurprisingly, Normanites don't charge themselves more for water every time they get a chance. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And Logan Layden will have more on Norman's unique way of handling water next week. He told me that story yesterday, and it's absolutely fascinating. State Impact is a collaboration of public radio stations throughout Oklahoma. There's a link to the project online at kgou.org.